You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
Welcome to the program. It is great to have all of you with us here on this Thursday afternoon. Thanks for being a part of it. And man, we got a lot to do today, including conversation with college football's best player. Let's get to some headlines. And yeah, they are still rolling. The Tide keep winning. Player of the year, Bryce Young. He's the favorite for the Heisman. What do you think? Well, this is the players of the year to have won the AP and the Heisman. Devontae did it. Burrow, Kyler, Baker, Lamar, Mariota. Last time it didn't happen, Christian McCaffrey. He lost the Heisman to Derrick Henry. And the award show tonight, the Heisman on Saturday night. Meanwhile, the NFL, how college football salaries will force the NFL to adapt or get left behind. What exactly does that mean? We'll tell you. Look at some of these salaries. Belichick, Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, Harbaugh. Other side, salary. Oh, Matt Rhule. Forgot about him. College football salaries have been behind, but now they are surging ahead with the last couple of weeks of Lincoln Riley and Brian Kelly, Mel Tucker. I don't think the NFL will have any difficulty. Meanwhile, the search continues at Duke, where Cutcliffe was let go. Oregon has an opening. Who's on their short list? We'll talk about that later in the show. Anybody we know? Virginia has an opening. They've hit a snag talking to Tony Elliott. And not a lot of coaching jobs, but there could still be a few tipped over and tip over the embed. Meanwhile, we have more to talk about. Miami lures Dan Radakovich from Clemson, considered one of the best in the industry. He has shepherded that Dabo Sweeney program for a couple of years and now is bailing out. Seems like a lot of people are bailing out. Tony Elliott, we've already seen Brent Venables. But Dabo, he's happy. Yeah, the All-SEC freshman team, AR-15, at the QB position. A lot of other big names on that list. Bowers. I feel like every time I look up, Brock Bowers is catching another pass. And on defense, some pretty good names as well. What did you expect? I mean, these are the bright. Hey, Kool-Aid made it. What else matters? Coming up, we mentioned the player of the year in college football. Likely Heisman winner, the quarterback for the Crimson Tide, Bryce Young, will join us in a couple of moments. Roman Harper, I don't think he ever won Player of the Year, but he probably thinks he did. Ernie Johnson, one of the legendary broadcasters. And another broadcaster you may not know, Rich DeMarco. He's the play-by-play man for the West Point. Army-Navy this weekend. We never forget that. And we don't forget your phone calls either at 855. 242-7285. Let's get to the calls and talk to John to begin with. Hello, John.
Hey, welcome back, Paul. And on a serious note, I hope the memorial service for Cecil Hurd was comforting for you and the family and friends yesterday.
Thank you, John. No, it it was just great to see so many friends, and visiting with Cecil's mom and sister and brother was comforting to me, but it was more important that they were comforted by what they heard, and I hope they appreciated the greatness and the reach of their family member, because there were so many of our colleagues there yesterday. But thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, and you were dearly missed to the degree that my daughter, who does intern work up at Cincinnati, listens to your show every day, and she had to call me and said, "Where's Paul?" And I said, "Well, he had another thing to do yesterday." And she says, "Well, the show isn't the same without you." She said the regular guests don't come in, and the co-host or the step-in host aren't the same. She said, "With Paul, he listens to you. He listens to the fans and to the guests. With the co-host, they kind of listen to themselves." She's got nicknames for everyone. Paul,
you know, John,
the DJ.
I am becoming more and more impressed with your daughter.
Of course you would. Well, your nickname is Paul the DJ because she pushed the phone buttons and people's buttons when you need to. And her favorite caller is, and these are nicknames, of course, Augie Daddy, because he's the adult in the room. There's Lovable Larry. And then the only person that she doesn't care for, I won't name him, but she calls him the angry curmudgeon from Alabama that she's nicknamed, can't think what it is. Oh, yeah, Forrest Grump.
Now, which one's Forrest
Anyway,
Grump?
The guy, the angry curmudgeon from Alabama, I think you know who we're talking
about. James from Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. Anyways, my question,
I wouldn't say Jim is angry. I think saying somebody's angry is tame compared to what he is often.
Well, she calls him passionate too when she tries to be kind. Anyways,
my word.
Depends on what days he takes his meds. I know. And my two questions are this: the first one will be the CFP status, because they had another meeting and that was supposed to be the deadline. They could have done what they did, you know, vis-a-vis a Zoom meeting, not, you know, get together in Fort Worth. And the second question is, given the terrible season Texas has had and Oklahoma, you know, Riley showing his disrespect to the school and Stoops and poaching the coaches and recruits. First question is, when will the CFP change to a 12 team rule? And then second, should Texas and Oklahoma maybe wait a few more years till they're SEC ready before they pay a ransom sum to come over?
Yeah, John, thank you for the call. I think we're going to get some news on expansion in a couple of months. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. As far as Texas and Oklahoma, I think they'll be prepared when they get here. I don't think it's a matter of being ready one year over the other. These are major programs who are just experiencing a little turmoil right now, but Oklahoma had a pretty good season. They were certainly in the Big 12 race until the final game. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Monique is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
I am well. Thank you.
Hey, I got two questions. My first question is, how do you view Alabama from this point, now that they don't want the SEC championship?
Well, Monique, I think you have to view them very positively. They still have some flaws, but they've been able to overcome almost everything thrown at them this year.
Right. So with that being said, I wonder if the media is going to, you know, look at them as in, okay, well, we all know they've been the number one team. You know, we all know that. So, they don't have some shortcomings. They don't fail off.
Well, what I think is going to happen is I think you'll see an overreaction, whether you know, that's justified or not. But I think instead of people doubting Alabama going into the playoffs, they're going to, you know, give them the benefit of the doubt. Hey, thank you for the call. Really appreciate it. We are heading to the break right now. When we come back, we expect to talk to Bryce Young.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We welcome all of you back to the program. We'll continue with more phone calls. Guests will start dropping in here very quickly. Matt is up next in San Antonio.
Hey, what's up, Paul? How you doing, my brother?
Hey, Matt.
Where were you yesterday, man? I missed you. You're like my best friend, man.
I'm sorry, Matt. Sorry I wasn't here.
It's okay. I just want to say to your friend, you passed away. I hope his family gets some comfort in knowing, I'm not trying to be judgmental, that he's in a better place and he's looking down on them.
I think there's a pretty good chance of that.
Okay, well, I want to tell you about Texas A&M football and the bowl game. This Wake Forest team, I ain't worried about them. They suck. They're worse with me. We'll get crap out of them. I'm not worried about them. And I also want to tell you about the number of recruiting class we might bring in. And what's your thoughts on the Paul, the game and that as well?
Well, I haven't really thought about the game yet. Where is that game? Do you know?
I think it's in like Florida again, Jacksonville, Florida. I'm like, okay, we played there last time.
Okay. I think the most important thing isn't the game. I think it's the recruiting class, Matt. And Jimbo Fisher has talked about it, and it keeps getting better. It's one of the top two or three classes in the country, maybe the best by this time next week. And that's significant because Jimbo has proven that he can recruit just like Saban and Kirby Smart. And that's the best ticket for that program to advance. Let's continue with more phone calls. Brad is in Florida. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, well, looks like you can ease off on your barking. You're practicing barking a little bit, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm glad I don't have to bark right now because I don't think I could handle it.
Well, that being said, yeah, I did. I woke up Sunday and had to eat a little bit of humble pie, but I'll take it. But I ain't ready to give up on my dogs. I want to clear up a couple of things. I want to say something to, first of all, our Georgia fans got a short memory. And I don't like that they keep on, everybody's on Kirby, talking about he can't assess a quarterback, and he made a mistake with Jake Fromm and Justin Fields and this and that and the other. Jake Fromm is not Stetson Bennett. Jake Fromm would have won that ball game. And what everyone doesn't remember is Justin Fields went to Ohio State, and yes, he won his Heisman, but they got to the national championship, and they played Alabama, and you remember what happened?
Lost by 28.
They lost. That's exactly right.
Well,
he lost.
But Brad, he came in second to Devontae Smith in the Heisman, and he had a great year, and he had a great 2 years, but –
He was a good quarterback.
When he
I'm
was
not
at
arguing
Georgia,
that.
Though,
but
he was all about the future. He was not better than Jake Fromm at any point during those 2 years.
Very good. Very good. That's exactly right. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to our Georgia fans that are on Kirby. Kirby's the best thing that's happened at Georgia since Vince Dooley. people need to remember that. The other thing that I want to say to Miss L that came on the show the other day in a blanket, I can relate. I chuckled about that, but tell her she's got it wrong. Don't give up. You look up the
Brad,
definition.
I think it's going to be okay. Hey, thank you very much for the call. I do appreciate it. We're really looking forward to saying hello to our next guest, who is probably one of the busiest young men in America with award shows, a Heisman Trophy, still recovering from the SEC Championship. We're talking about Bryce Young. And Bryce, thank you very much for making time. I know this is a really busy and exciting time in your life. How are you, and what's going on?
I'm good. I'm blessed, and thank you for having me on.
We're delighted, and I think we're all interested to better understand what you're going through right now. I know you've just come off one of the biggest games of your life. You have some bigger ones ahead, and I know from talking to your family members and your friends and your coaches, you're not about these awards, although there's nothing you're not going to also turn them down when they come your way. How do you feel about all the honors, such as the AP Player of the Year that recently came your way?
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing, to be up for awards like this. That's not something that, everyone can say. And again, it's a huge blessing. But really, it's really all of the whole team. It's the whole process. It's everyone around me. It's the coaching staff, doing a great job putting me in situations to be successful. Really, it's a reflection of all those around me, and I'm just blessed to be in the circumstance that I am.
Bryce, I thought it was so unique what you said the other day about Will Anderson, and a lot of us agree with you in terms of his deserving to be part of the Heisman ceremony. For those who missed it, would you mind repeating your comments about your teammate?
Yeah, it's really disappointing that Will isn't going to be able to be in New York. Obviously, I feel like he deserved it. If you look at the production, you look at the numbers, and also if you turn on the tape and see the impact that he's had on games, each and every game, and me obviously knowing him and seeing the work he puts in, seeing what he means to a team, to our team, and seeing what he does on a nightly basis, and then obviously on a weekly basis on Saturdays. I think it's just really unfortunate that he's not going to be able to be there, because I definitely feel like he deserves to.
Bryce, I know what we are saying, we in the media, about you likely being the favorite to win. But as you get through one award ceremony and get ready to head to New York for Saturday night, can you describe, first of all, what it means just being invited as one of the finalists for the most prestigious award in college football?
Yeah, it's a blessing. It's a huge honor. Like you said, it's obviously one of the most prestigious awards in college, and that's something that you always dream about as a kid, and you always hear about. So to even be able to make the trip again is a huge blessing. So I'm blessed to be in the circumstances that I am.
I wanted to ask you about your family and your decision to come to Alabama. We all know you're from California. It's a long way to go, but I think it's, to put it mildly, it's worked out pretty well. But what attracted you to go from one coast nearly to the other?
Yeah, it was the challenge of it, to be honest with you. Obviously, knowing the culture, knowing that there is a standard and expectation to live up to, that was something that was really challenging for me, and I knew it was going to push me to be the best me that I could be. Being around the best coaching staff in the country, playing the best schedule in the country, being able to have opportunities to play in big games and to push myself on and off the field, it was really what attracted me. And when I was making my decision, I didn't want to limit where by proximity or by whatever coach I knew the longest or whatever team I rooted for. I wanted to find what would make me the best player and best person, and it's definitely was the best decision I could have possibly made.
Was it tough though? Because I know you see your family a lot, but it's still a long way away.
Yeah, it's definitely difficult. I definitely, at times you definitely miss home, and especially at first when you're first deciding to move across the country and to go to a place that in the South it wasn't. I hadn't spent really any extended time there. I'd literally only been there to really been, I think, in the whole South, to Atlanta a couple times, and then obviously here for visits. So to go into uncharted territories, of course, it's, you know, there's an adjustment period, and it was something that was, you know, something that wasn't always, you know, wasn't the most comfortable decision for me. But again, it was just chasing where I felt like, you know, would get me the best. And you know, I definitely miss being around certain people back home, and then, you know, obviously, you know, makes it more and more difficult, especially, you know, at first for my my parents not being around my first year. That was, you know, again, that was something that was tough and something that I wasn't used to. But again, it was ultimately what was best for me, and I'm glad I made the decision that I did.
Bryce, I don't know your mom, but I want to share something with you about your dad. I was on a plane last August going to Tuscaloosa, and he tapped me on my shoulder and just very, very, very politely asked me about something I had said about you. What he meant was he is, I could just see the pride in Craig Young's eyes in relation to you, and it really warmed my heart. And obviously you want that for everyone, but could you just talk about him for a second, because I've gotten to know him since then, and he seems like quite a unique individual.
Yeah, you know, my father has always been someone that's been by my side, you know, my entire life, and to have a dad who's as supportive and as, you know, been with me through thick and thin and has always pushed me and believed in me, you know, that's not very common. It's something that's rare, and for him to support me the way that he does, you know, and I couldn't even name all the things that he's done and still does for me. So, you know, to have a dad like I do, to have both parents, again, be around and, you know, be a huge part of my life, and for me to have the parents that I have, I definitely lucked out. So I'm definitely glad that they're able to, you know, kind of be able to, you know, live this and experience this with me.
Craig, before you go, and I know you got a lot to do, if we could just go back a couple of weeks and start with the Auburn game and then work our way to Georgia. What was that game experience like for you? It had to be tough and frustrating, but something kept you together in spite of everything to help your team get down the field for that that tying drive and ultimately the win.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough game, especially offensively in a very difficult environment. And you know, it was kind of a theme that we've been, you know, dealing with all year, was just facing adversity. And you know, again, it was you know, adverse conditions. You know, and it was, you know, for us going, you know, into that drive, it was a have to have a situation. We all understood, you know, we all understood the circumstance. We all understood, you know, what was behind it. And, you know, for us, that was, you know, it really was a culmination of the work we put in and the trust that we've accumulated throughout, you know, our time together, you know, especially as an offense, but even as a whole team. You know, before we took the field, you know, we all were able to look into each other's eyes, and we all were able to have, you know, full confidence in each other. No one batted an eye, no one flinched. We all stepped up in the biggest moment of that game, and, you know, we're able to kind of ride that momentum throughout the game. And, you know, for me, that's always huge. When you're in those tough moments, you know, those difficult times, and you have adversity, and you know everybody on the field you have complete trust in, and you know you've been there, and, you know how, you know, others respond. You know, that gave me all the confidence in the world, and, you know, all 11 of us offensively on that drive stepped up.
Finally, Bryce, we've all made so much out of what Coach Saban said after the game about somewhat being disrespected, which is unusual for Alabama. Usually we may give Alabama too much credit, but how do you explain the performance that all of your teammates put forth Saturday night against Georgia?
Yeah, it was something that Coach had been talking to us about throughout the week, and, you know, honestly, it was something that we took on as a team, really more than anything. Like you said, kind of, you know, it was being in a different situation than we had been in the past, of, you know, being an underdog and people talking about us in the media in negative lights. And for us, you know, it was about kind of, you know, reaching that standard that we have set for ourselves, and you know, making sure that, you know, we lived up to it. And we had an opportunity to kind of, you know, Coach presented us with the opportunity to go out and earn our respect in the public eye, and how we all stepped up, everybody on the team, everybody on the coaching staff, how we all stepped up throughout the week through preparation. And then, you know, on Saturday, you know, it was extremely, you know, it was huge. So, you know, it was something that was great to build off of, and we know we're going to need that same intensity, and we're going to, you know, need that same work, that same drive moving forward. if we want to accomplish our goals. But it was something really big for us to build off of.
Finally, Bryce, as you get ready to head to New York and get through the awards tonight and everything that comes with it, is there anything in particular you're looking the most forward to about being part of the Heisman ceremony?
Yeah, I think, you know, really just, again, being able to take that trip with my parents and them being able to experience it with me, being able to be around the other guys and just being in an environment like that. You know, obviously that's a once-in-a-lifetime type of moment. It's super special to be a part of it. So being able to, you know, savor that moment with my family, you know, for me, that's going to be huge.
Well, congratulations on everything you've done and on everything you're about to do. Thanks so much for making time. All the very best.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it was our pleasure. Bryce Young joining us from Tuscaloosa as he gets ready for awards tonight and obviously the big one on Saturday night. We will take a short break.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Welcome all of you back. Let's continue with more calls. And Jim is up next.
Hello, am I on? I can't hear you. I couldn't hear you.
Yes, Jim. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You know, that's the thing about that guy. A guy in his position, it's not all about the talent. It's about the calm and the cool. And he exudes cool and calm, and you better believe that's what had a lot to do with what he can do and what he did Saturday night to Georgia. I saw something very similar to that, Paul, this morning. I've never seen it. And it's ironic that he was on a while ago with you, and what I saw this morning from Tiger Woods' son, Charlie, who I promise you is phenomenal also. Swings at it exactly like Tiger. It was inspiring. I mean, I loved it. That kid is great. And all of them are from California. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, no, that is inspiring that Tiger's going to be playing with Charlie next week. But, yeah, as far as Bryce Young is concerned, he has it all. And I just there's a certain peace about him, Jim, that I think must translate in that huddle.
That's what I was talking about. That's exactly the cool calmness. Nothing rushed, nothing anxious. If he rushed and anxious, he wouldn't be as good as he is.
No, and we both have seen quarterbacks who are jittery, and they may have raw talent, but
yeah.
Seen plenty of them.
I was thinking of two or three at one time of Alabama former quarterbacks when you said that.
Yeah, no.
One of them you got on the air very often.
Yeah, no, I know exactly.
But anyway.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, you know, I'm sure that the jealous haters, the jealous hater, the guy that tries to crush Alabama and goes after me like he did yesterday with his stinking lies and all his crap, because that's all he's got. He can't bring nothing. And
what happened yesterday? I'm sorry.
I don't even want to talk about it. He just came on there and started trashing me for about 3 or 4 minutes, just down to the blue as usual.
Oh, man, that's,
I hadn't even called.
Bad.
He's pathetic. But that's what you get from jealous haters like Auburn people. Not all Auburn people, but that especially.
Okay. I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah, well, you ought to know the only pathetic psychopath you got on the show, really a real psychopath. You know, Rusty's his first name, if that'll help you.
Okay. I always get confused between a psychopath and a sociopath. So you're saying he's a psychopath, right?
Well, I don't know the meanings of every word, but he's both. I'd say he's both. Let's cover the bases.
Well,
he's both.
You can be. You can have traces of both.
He's got more than traces, Paul. Anyway, that's enough of that. But it's just great to hear class people, and that's what you had on. And I think when I want to be, that's what I am. Except when I get a little angry about
No, there's no question, everyone has their moments. We all do. But it's the core of the person that matters, not the fringe.
Well, that's right, and I agree with you. And I'm just glad that I'm glad he said what he said about Will Anderson. Like I said, I want to reiterate this. I saw Will Anderson's sisters on the other day. About four of them, I think. I've never seen girls or sisters that inspired me as much as they do. They're just so great. And they take care of him. They take care of Will, and he takes care of his business.
Well, that is great to know.
All right, Paul. I appreciate you letting me talk.
We'll check in with you soon. We go from Jim in Tuscaloosa to another Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Paul. Was that Jim talking about sports for a moment?
Briefly.
Yes, it was briefly, and it didn't last long enough. Paul, did you see or hear any kicking, screaming, or dragging out of Cristobal like you said it would take to get him out of Oregon?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because on one level I was surprised because of all the things that he has said about their recruiting class and about what is going on there. And to walk into that I'm trying to come up with a nice way to describe where he went. I don't know if Miami can be saved.
Right. And
as really great as he is and as good of a recruiter, I think he'll make some inroads in Miami, but the problem with Miami is not the school. It's the fact that they play 45 minutes from campus and they've got a bunch of ex-players who think they own the program.
Right. And then if you looked over the last couple of weeks and I realized the thumping by the two Utah games, which looked like identical games for crying out loud, you think he'd made some adjustments or something somewhere. But that team was in a funk. And I like to wonder if those players, there were some things going on, some mysterious injuries, players not traveling with the team. I'm wondering if they already knew that something was going on before that. And I can't come straight out and say Mario Cristobal was out on Oregon's dime like Willie Taggart and recruiting for Miami, but I can say Mario was out recruiting for Mario.
Well, tell me this. Jim. Who is going to be the next coach there?
Well, that's interesting because I wish we'd get off this Chip Kelly thing because you know what? You can't relive the good old days.
No.
That train has gone. And you know what? I'll sell my soul for 3 or 4 years for Lane Kiffin. Get him in here. Turn around. Let him win a natty. He could take off. I don't care what happens. But I think that with Nick Saban, he has matured him to a point to where I would love to see him come here.
Yeah, I agree with you on Chip. I think that's digging up old bones. And I haven't seen enough out of Chip since he left there that would make me think he's capable of reigniting that program, although I think I could coach what Mario Cristobal left behind. We are heading to a break. More of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
In South Carolina. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Good. I was calling to tell you I love you, sir, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well, thank you for saying that. We appreciate it. And we certainly do you have any plans for the holidays?
Being with my parents that I love very much.
Well, that is exactly what I hope to hear. Well, you take care of yourself, Michael. You say hello to your parents for all of us, and we will talk soon, I hope.
I will, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Great to have you on. Let's check out Sonny in Mississippi. Hello, Sonny.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I'm calling about an article I read about Texas. Horns with a Heart, a nonprofit charity organization, will provide every scholarship offensive lineman at Texas with $50,000 annually as part of a new NIL program. what is your thoughts about this, and where are we going? Because obviously Texas is not going to be the only one that's going to do it.
Well, we've turned this into professional sports, and I know that administrators will act like they didn't hear what I just said, but I don't know how you can deny that.
Exactly, because somebody's going to pay $75,000.
Yeah.
You know?
Our previous guest, he signed an NIL deal for reported seven figures, and it didn't change him, but we don't know the trickle down yet, and I still think we're trying to figure this whole thing out, but ultimately you're going to see the bigger programs continue to shut everyone else out. How can you compete with that?
Well, I think the portal and this NIL is really going to have an effect on college football.
Yeah, Sonny, we had a former coach call in the other day, and I ran into him yesterday, and he was talking about the biggest programs literally picking and choosing in the portal, like Bryce Young. He'll be back next year. If you're a receiver, you figure, I'll go play with him. It's going to help. It's certainly going to enhance my stats and my overall draft stock. So why am I going to stay with a quarterback who can't find me down the field when I can go play for the best in the business? It's an interesting proposition. Thank you for the call. And let's check out TD in Georgia. Hello, TD.
Hey, Paul. How's it going, man?
Very well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, wasn't that the greatest beatdown I've ever seen? What do you think about that?
Well, it was certainly in the running, I would agree.
Okay, let me tell you this, okay? This one's a legend. The second best beatdown was when Baltimore Colts got beat down in 1968. They were supposed to be the greatest team that ever been, and Jets and Namath put it on them. How about that?
That was that's considered the biggest football upset of all time. Booker in New Jersey is on the air.
Hello, Paul. Thanks again. And hello?
Yeah, Booker, you're on the air.
Yeah. Remember I told you back about the second or third week of the season there would be some big upsets?
Yeah.
Well, of course, my Buckeyes didn't make it, but I'm really glad because I'm a Rose Bowl fan.
So you'd rather go to the Rose Bowl than be in the playoff, right, Booker?
Yeah. I figured this year we're a year away.
Yeah. How come one of your top players is opting not even to play in the Rose Bowl?
Yeah. Well, I need to go and do like my daddy used to take me to the woodshed, but you can't do that now. Do you think with Lincoln Riley going to USC? That might have an impact on the flow of guys. That's a very nice young man, Bryce Young, coming all the way from Pasadena, where I thought I was going to move one time, and C.J. Stroud.
I think it will because, let's be honest, Clay Helton was a nice guy but a pedestrian coach, and nobody wanted to play for him.
And
in Lincoln Riley, you have one of the top offensive coaches in the country. And I think he will get a lion's share. Now, again, there are plenty of quarterbacks in California to go around. It's just a matter of getting the right one. Since you got two or three
those
in the
five
SEC.
Eight guys, and the other now some of the guys, I think somewhere in the SEC, I think there ought to be a statue somewhere in there for John McKay, because he really opened the eyes and really started the ball to roll to make the SEC what it is today after that Legion Field thing back with Bear Bryant with Sam Bam Cunningham.
He sure did.
Because at that time, the African-American players were going.
If I could say this, and I've been saying this now for about 15 or 20 years, once I got the story straight, do you realize that when that game occurred, that Alabama had already had his first black player sitting in the stands watching that game as a freshman?
I heard about it. Yes.
Okay. I know that. In fact, I'm going to see some of these guys in a couple of days, and it's. I mean, calling it urban legend is ridiculous. It's not. It's just not true that that game changed college football. I know that. That's certainly what the stories have been written. And when Sam Cunningham died a few weeks ago, that's what the media wrote. But it's just simply not true. And I think maybe we're in another millennium now. Maybe we can start getting that story right. We will take a break. More to come. Roman Harper joining us shortly.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.